I think just people giving one another grace.
It is staff member to staff member, teacher to student, student to student, parent to teacher, whatever it might be. We live in a busy, fast-moving world, and I do not think that we give each other or ourselves enough grace in what we do within education. I don't know that I would say that if I was working in another profession, but I think that within education, it's the one thing that we often miss. We do not give ourselves enough grace because we are expected, whether it's by ourselves or through society, to be on all the time. And that is exhausting.
It is so exhausting.
And to expect that of our students is unrealistic because at the end of the day, this might be their job showing up to school, but it's exhausting. And I just think all around our world, predominantly in education, we just need more grace. If there's anything I could change, it would be that.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my special guest today is Hannah Frank. Hannah is the Student Success Coordinator at Perham Dent Public Schools in Perham, Minnesota. Hannah, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Janet.
So tell me, Hannah, what is happening in Perham Dent and in Hannah Fink's world right now?
Ooh, lots of good things going on in our district. I've been fortunate enough to be here since I was hired right out of college. So I really love where I work. Our district has about 1,600 kids. We're located in West Central Minnesota. A lot of the schools along our highway are quite a bit smaller than we are. And so we kind of draw all different students from all walks of life through that highway corridor. We have our elementary, our middle school, traditional middle school, a high school, preschool, and an alternative learning center. Our middle school and our high school have recently started implementing BAR, and we've just seen some tremendous growth, not with just our students, but with our staff. Family engagement has been on the rise over the last couple of years. We've been utilizing talking points, which has made a world of a difference. And the really unique thing about our district is that we have a fantastic community. When you drive into town, one of the first things you see is the black and yellow water tower that says Perham Yellow Jackets. We have a variety of industries here in Perham. So like if you eat like Shears or Barrel of Fun chips originated here, Tuffy's dog food, the Wiley Wallaby licorice with like the little kangaroo on it. All of that is made here in Perham.
Wow.
And so, and beyond that, we have other factories as well. And these companies have just been wonderful sponsors and stakeholders for our district. We are so fortunate to have the partnerships that we do within our community.
So tell me, you said BAR. I don't know that all of our listeners or myself know what that is. So explain that to me a little bit.
BAR is a nationally recognized program.
Okay.
It stands for Building Assets, Reducing Risks. You are taking the same students, same teachers, and you are working together to try and get different results. For us, at our high school, for example, one of the things I do as the Student Success Coordinator is coordinate this endeavor. And so our high school, for example, never had student-centered conversations. We had always been departmentalized by curriculum. And when we implemented this last year, we broke down into grade-level teams, and we had weekly meetings that were student-focused. And this led to huge change within our school. Within 1 year alone, we saw a 27% decrease in chronic absenteeism in our high school and a 17% decrease in our failure rate.
Wow, that's incredible. You got to get them there, right? They got to be at school. Wow. Yep. Fantastic. And how long has that program been implemented at your district?
So we started last year. We were fortunate enough to receive a state grant to fund our high school. And then our middle school is being funded through county collaborative dollars.
Very cool. Very cool. So is that something that who would start something? Is it something that you did, or is it something that like all of the leadership team? How do you go about implementing something like that?
Well, it was, we kind of had the cart before the horse.
Okay.
In our district, there was a state grant that was available, and I got an email on a Friday, and one of my jobs is grant writing. And so it was kind of a, hey, Hannah, can you write a grant? This is due on Tuesday.
Oh, geez.
Sure. Okay. Sure, I'll write a grant. We'll see what happens. I did not anticipate receiving the grant, just because it was a competitive grant program. They had 52 applicants and they only awarded 14.
Wow.
But I was very, very grateful, just because bar implementation, it does cost money.
Okay.
And then in this case, it required a little heavy lifting. And so it also needs to help cover a portion of my contract.
Gotcha. Okay. Wow. So you wrote a grant in 4 days.
Yes.
Or less.
Yes.
Probably less.
And I had wonderful help from a former superintendent of the district who's been a great mentor. She provided great insight that I think really helped kind of tie up any of those loose ends.
I'm always impressed by people who can write grants because I've looked at grants and it makes my head spin. They make my head spin. They really do.
It's a whole other like art of writing because I'm a very emotional writer and you have to take that out of it completely when you write grants, which is so hard to do.
I've done, for us, we do a lot of requests for proposals or RFPs, you know, that's something that we do. And depending on the state, they kind of sort of start looking the same. And, you know, I know I'm going to have to this and I'm going to have this piece. So there's like the core and then there's more, you know? And so is it that kind of as well? Is there pieces that you have that you consistently see that you have like on a shelf waiting for a grant and then the rest is... Or is that not the case? I don't know.
No, I would say that's the case. I mean, they're looking for narratives. They want goals, objectives, data points, things of that nature.
Wow. Wow. Good for you. That's exciting. So how long does the grant last for then? Is it a renewable grant or is how's that work?
So this grant period is 2 fiscal years. So last year and this year. Mm-hmm. And then we have a third year of implementation. And so our county has actually offered, our county collaborative has offered to cover our third year here at the high school.
Nice.
Which.
Yeah. When you see results, right? That's the thing. That's the point of it is to get it in there, get the results. Yeah. So then the board and others can go, we don't want to lose this program. It's working.
Right. And we've been fortunate. Again, our county collaborative, there's a big component on family engagement and truancy. And they have allocated a lot of dollars to this endeavor over the last couple of years. Last year, they paid for 2 schools in our county, and then they are funding 2 more this year. And so to have that level of support, I think, is huge. So again, we were fortunate at our high school to be supported through the state, but to have that at a county level is a whole other endeavor.
Yeah. Yeah. And then everybody's pushing and moving in the same direction. That's fantastic. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I love the fact that you're getting results and that you're seeing it. And what are you seeing as far as like, how is that changing like the morale or teachers or students? Are you seeing changes there as well?
Absolutely. One of the things, you know, we did talk about this week, we actually just finished our bar training yesterday. You have 2 days of training at the start of every school year. We were talking about how to better build and support those student-to-student relationships. Because I think we're really good with the teacher-to-student. We're really good with the teacher-to-teacher relationships. But it's the student-to-student that we definitely need to work on a bit more. And I think a lot of that is just naturally born out of our technology-driven world. Students communicate through devices. They do not work on that one-on-one communication. But in regards to staff morale, Janet, this is like, I don't know. I could talk about it forever because it's such a daymaker for me. I have been fortunate enough to work in all 3 buildings in our district, and I have been able to kind of take a back seat and really observe how staff work together. You're able to see strengths, weaknesses, all of it, and no building is perfect by any means.
Right. You got humans in it. You got humans in it, right?
Yes. The staff here at the high school, they've always been fantastic. And I know that they've always been a close-knit group. But to see this movement come in and to see it championed by everybody, it's myself, it's our dean of students, our counselors, our secretaries. Oh my gosh, we would be lost without our secretaries helping with this. Our principal is 110% bought in. And having that championed effort from everybody has not just encouraged buy-in, but it has brought us closer together as a staff. The culture and climate of the building was very different last year than it was the year prior. And then when we all came back together here this week, this was a totally different feeling of where we were a year ago when we were just getting started.
Yeah. I'm No, go ahead. Credit. No, no.
It's
go
just,
ahead.
It's such a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
To see grown adults come together and not just bond for each other, but we are genuinely bonding over our love of education and working with kids.
There is a crisis in this country, a massive shortage of special education teachers. We know how devastating this can be for your students, families, and staff. Lighthouse Therapy places experienced special education teachers in virtual, hybrid, and on-site roles, and we handle everything from hiring to onboarding to mentorship. These aren't just placements, they're professionals who understand compliance, collaboration, and care. Let us help you fill in the gaps with special education teachers who really understand. We are here to help. Visit lighthouse-therapy.com/brighter together to connect with us today.
Yeah, because that's why we're here, right?
That's why we're here.
Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering too, then, you're probably going to see less turnover.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So teachers come back. It's a tough field. It's a very tough field. Yeah. And it's not rewarded as it should be. We all know that. It's not paid as it should be. We all know that. It's broken, and we know that too. But that is the amazing thing about educators is we mm-hmm. love the kids, and we're here not just for a paycheck. You know, we don't come in just to make the money, and there's certainly not the kudos that you get if you work in other industries, but you do see it in the long run, what mm-hmm. the results are. And we're changing a generation, and you guys are changing your generation because you've got kids that are now going to graduate, and because you've got them at school that wouldn't have otherwise, right? Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I love that for you guys. I really do. And parents, you're changing parents. I'm assuming you're also affecting like family dynamics as well then.
Yep. So, and that's a big piece of this. I did a little work this summer on like the building dual capacity framework for school and family partnerships. And one of the big reasons why families are often disengaged is because they have had either some sort of historical trauma or just a terrible experience linked to school and education. And you have to really break down that barrier, and you have to meet them where they are, and be willing and vulnerable yourself to help coach them through. And they might not be ready to walk through, you know, the doors of your school. You might have to go meet them in the parking lot to start. And that's okay. Because at the end of the day, we're all here for the same purpose. We're here for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bar and then talking points together have worked wonders for us in terms of family engagement.
Let's dive a little bit. I think we've got bar. Let's talk about talking points. Tell me a little bit more about that one.
Talking points. It is an equitable communication tool. I found out about them a handful of years ago. We had we still have her, fortunately. We have an ESL teacher who Maria is amazing. I don't know what we would do without her. She is like our little golden nugget here in Purim, and we are so, so dang grateful that we have her. Over the years, our Hispanic population has increased. We are now at about 20% students of color, which is very different from where we were probably 15 years ago. It's more than doubled.
Wow.
And Maria just has she's so ingrained in the community, and these families trust her. And it's beautiful, but she was getting burnt out because she was trying to provide language support and just be that support person for all of these families all of the time. And it just was not realistic. And that's because mm-hmm. we had a communication barrier. And I was trying to find an alternative to kind of help take some things off of her plate. And I stumbled across Talking Points. So what Talking Points does is that it allows staff to send a message in English, and the parents or caregivers receive it translated into their preferred language. So if our student information system has parents flagged for having a preferred language of Spanish or Ukrainian, it's automatically translated in that for them. They can respond in their preferred language. It comes back translated to us in English. And the beauty of Talking Points is if you have a flip phone, you can have it, because it creates every message with a teacher will create a separate phone number and it becomes a one-on-one communication that way. And so you don't need the fanciest iPhone. If you want to have the app, you can. But again, if you have a flip phone, this works. And it has been an absolute game changer. They have so many different features that are add-ons. This year we purchased document translation. So everything is automatically translated that we attach. They also have an attendance feature that we're going to try out this year and just see if that can help us with communication and better tracking. Because while our student information system is fantastic, we just have some pieces that are not clicking. And so this provides that alternative. It's artificial intelligence is a beautiful thing, and that is part of the Talking Points platform. And it, again, it's just been an absolute game changer. I don't know if I need to state, but I am not endorsed by Bar or Talking Points.
No, I get that. Yeah.
I am so incredibly passionate about these two things we have been able to bring in that have absolutely transformed what we're doing here in this district.
Yeah. And that's it. Some other people haven't heard of them. And, you know, we promote Lighthouse. That's what we promote.
There you go.
That's what we promote. Bar and Talking Points, if you want to promote, we can talk. But it's just one of those. I mean, I'm glad. I'm really excited for you guys that this is something that is making a change. And certainly, I'll tell you, we went on vacation. We love going to Mexico. I love the people there. That's beautiful. It's just, it's a place that we, as a family, we've just kind of been all over different places in Mexico. And it's not far from where I am in South Texas. So, you know, it's an easier trip. It wasn't when we were in Michigan, but we still went. They work so hard. They're amazing people. And this last time that we went, it was always that language barrier because I don't speak Spanish. Right. But with the technology and where technology continues to take us, I had an app on my phone and literally I would talk into it and it would speak in Spanish what I said to them by just, you know, converting it. Now I know it's not 100%, but I got my message across and then they were able to talk into my phone and it spoke back to me in English. And I'm like, that's so beautiful.
That's
because
amazing.
Now I get, you know, and I was it was a free app that I had that I downloaded before we left. And I was like, this is just one tiny little piece of how technology is breaking down those barriers between people. My husband has these other ones you put in your ear and it will just speak to you in the language, you know. Reminds me of Star Trek, you know, Star Trek and showing my age there, but you know, the implants and whatever, your implant seems to not be working properly, whatever. Yeah, you know, it's probably not even Star Trek, I'm probably misquoting, but it just, you know, that sci-fi, the sci-fi piece of it, and just how incredible it is that we have these tools that we never had before, you know. It's incredible. So yeah, I love that for you guys. Okay, one other question, and I try to ask this to everybody, and I don't always, but I try. And you can't say money because everybody needs more money. We all need more money. But if you could change, miraculously change, one thing in your world of what you do that you didn't ever have to worry about it again, what would it be as it relates to your job?
Oh, that is a good question.
Thanks.
It's a tough one.
It is a tough question.
Grace, I think. Just people giving one another grace.
That's a good
whether
one.
It is staff member to staff member, a teacher to student, student to student, parent to teacher, whatever it might be. We live in a busy, fast-moving world. And I do not think that we give each other or ourselves enough grace in what we do within education. I don't know that I would say that if I was working in another profession, but I think that within education, it's the one thing that we often miss. We do not give ourselves enough grace because we are expected, whether it's by ourselves or through society, to be on all the time. And that is exhausting.
It is so exhausting.
And to expect that of our students is unrealistic because at the end of the day, this might be their job showing up to school, but it's exhausting. And I just think all around our world, predominantly in education, we just need more grace. If there's anything I could change, it would be that.
Yeah. My last podcast guest said kindness, very similar.
Yep.
And she was practically in tears. She said, I had a little kindergarten boy who another little boy wanted to sit next to him and he refused. And he was stood there and he didn't know what to do. And he was practically in tears. And she said it broke her heart. And it was the kindness, you know, same kind of thing. And that's so true. Just, yeah, it's funny because my signature, when you email me, one of the salutation is grace and peace, because we need more grace and we need more peace in our world. And it's a great answer. That is a really great answer. So kudos to you. It sounds like you have such an amazing team and amazing things going. So keep it up. Where do people go, Hannah, if they have questions for you about what we talked about, or how do they find Perham Dent Public Schools?
PerhamSchools.org.
Awesome. Okay. And they can, and you would be probably, if we just look up FRINK, Frank, Hannah.
Yep.
It's HANNAH, FRINK, yep. Hannah Frank. You can probably search her within the website and find an email or something. So, yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure. I learned a lot about two systems I didn't know anything about. So I'm always excited to learn new things and to see how it's working for you guys and making such a positive change for your students. That's what Brighter Together is all about, because we really are brighter together, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We cannot be individual silos. The system is not meant to work that way.
Well, thanks again. I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Janet.